Seattle officials gathered near Roosevelt High School today to unveil a new strategy to address the area's derelict buildings. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
City officials say property owners Hugh and Martha Sicily owe Seattle more than $3 million in civil penalties for violations related to their rental properties in the Ravenna neighborhood. Now, city officials say they hope to use those penalties to acquire or seize some of Sicily's property where the houses have already been demolished. Seattle City Attorney Pete Holmes.
We have a foreclosure process that's outlined. We want to, first priority is to get this open space deeded to the city for a park.
Neighbors cheered the news of the potential park, but several, including Peter James, say they're hoping for more action on the unsightly buildings that Sicily still owns.
In the meantime, they're ugly, they're a health risk, they're a sanitation risk, they're a vagrancy risk. And they need to go.
Holmes agreed the bigger conversation will be which of Sicily's properties the city should go after next if this strategy succeeds. The city's code compliance director, Faith Lumsden, says the city is seeking a court order to force Sicily to tear down one of the adjacent houses or even a group of them.
We may be lucky. They may come voluntarily tear them down. Right. Okay.
That hope drew jaded laughter from the assembled neighbors who have complained about Sicily's properties for years. Jeff Grant is the Sicily's attorney. He says the couple has been in negotiations with the city, and he's hopeful and confident that something will get worked out. However, he says the park proposal took them by surprise, and he called the timing ill-advised. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.